It's time for Backyard Almanac. Larry Weber is an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac. Happy December, Larry.
Yeah, happy December to you, too, and it's acting like December as well. Since we last spoke, the wonderful month of November came to an end, and like the previous months, matter of fact, every month this year in 2024 has had a temperature above normal, every one of them, and so that includes November. Now, some were just a slight above normal, but they were. We started out December, however, with temperatures below normal. Now, we'll see if that continues. The other statistic from November is of interest is that we had more precipitation than normal. Once again, that is a break from what has been happening. Last time we had a month above normal precipitation was June. So are we going to have a change in trend? We don't know, but it looks like something might be happening. Snowfall, we didn't get that much in November. It didn't come at all until the end. About 5.5 inches compared to the norm of about 14, so a little more than, a little over a third of what we normally get. We started, we had one last day of November where it did act awfully cold. At my house on the 30th, I had a -4 temperature. Weather Service recorded 0, and that was the cold temperature for the whole month. Otherwise, like I said, above normal. We did get freeze-up. Freeze-up is always a wonderful time to look forward to, and it happened here in the last week of November, and it happened consistently. Once it started to freeze on the 23rd, I usually find a little pattern where the first things to freeze are the smaller ponds. They are followed by the bigger ponds and swamps that freeze. And then finally, after a good freeze, the lakes will start to freeze. And that happened just like day after day after day. It happened until by the end, early December, all the lakes in the region here have been covered with ice. So yes, we had a good freeze up. We also had some snow that stays on the ground, which means Otwin came to an end. Otwin is the interlude between the time the leaves fall from the trees, which happened around the 20th of October, until there is a lasting snow cover, which happened around the 25th of November. So it was a beautiful Otwin, but it did come to an end. We are now continually getting shorter days. We're down to 9.5 hours of daylight. And we are headed towards the earliest sunset of the whole year, starting on December 7 and going for a week until December 14. We have sunsets every night at 4:20 p.m. And that is the earliest sunset of the year. Once we pass that threshold, even though we are not yet to the winter solstice, the sunrises will start getting later. The winter solstice is December 21, and the sunrises are a little later at that time. So it's an interesting time. You might say that we go through this dark time because the middle of December is a pretty dark time. We should look at the amount of daylight versus the amount of darkness. To lighten up the dark time, we have two things happening this year. We have the meteor shower, the annual Geminid meteor shower, which is always a good thing to look forward to. The term meteor shower can be a little bit misnomer. Don't expect to walk outside and have it to wear an umbrella. No, it just means you see more meteors than normal. And we also have a full moon at about that same time. And speaking of the moon, I hope you and everyone else here had a chance to see this week the waxing crescent moon in the western sky with what looked like a bright star next to it, and that was the planet Venus, a wonderful apparition to see at this time. December gives us usually a lot of snow, somewhere close to 20 inches of snow, and early December is in the low 20s. For the whole month, though, it is a temperature colder than that. We are right now at the time of the early, almost the new moon, just the early waxing crescent phase of the moon. And we are at a time when there's still some migration going on. The Hawk Ridge counting has closed. The last day they had was on the 30th of November, and right up until the end, there were still flights of bald eagles going over 70 on the last day. And so very impressive. And the golden eagle count this year was record-setting. So it was a great year at watching for Hawk Ridge. And as I said, I enjoy the fact that they count other things besides the raptors. We have plenty of birds in the area right now. We are, most of us, start watching the bird feeders when it gets cold. At my house this morning, we had slightly above 0 degrees, and of course the birds were active. But I get the usual ones that come: blue jay, black-capped chickadee, white-breast nuthatch, downy, hairy, and red-bellied woodpecker, and then a nice big flock of turkeys has been coming through. Well, there's been a lot of other birds reported in the area that I expect to see at the bird feeder sometime, things like red-breast nuthatch and purple finch and goldfinch, and maybe some of these redpolls. Lots and lots of redpolls have been reported, but not yet at the bird feeder. I haven't even seen them anywhere yet, but they've been reported by many other people. Another bird of note to keep an eye out for is crossbills. Crossbills are a regular part of the winter birds, but this year there seems to be an abundance of white-winged crossbills. There's white-winged crossbills and red crossbills. Red crossbills are a little more likely to come to pines, and white-winged crossbills a little more likely to come to spruce. They're called crossbills because, yes, the mandibles actually cross each other, and they use that to pry loose the seeds from the cones of these conifers. And they've been reported in very good numbers as well. Crows, ravens, barred owls, great horned owls, bald eagle, yes, are all still in the areas as well. Every December, groups around here like to get together and have Christmas bird counts. And there are quite a few going on. They usually start about the middle of the month. And for the next 3 weeks, any date they choose can be used for a Christmas bird count. There is, of course, one in Duluth, and there's a number of other places, and I participate in one in Carlson County. Among the mammals, it is really interesting right now. We don't see a lot of these, but on a walk this week, after we got a new snow, on a walk this week, I found, just walking on the road, I wasn't even walking in the woods, I found tracks of a dozen kinds of critters, and they were active at night. And with the exception of squirrels and turkeys, I didn't see any of them. But they still let me know they were present. There were fox, coyote, deer, mice, voles, weasel, fisher, and even a few more, rabbits and hares, all active. So this is a wonderful time to get out and take a look at the tracks. The snow is new. The snow is not so deep. And it's not so terribly cold. The critters are definitely active. So when you say, yes, enjoy December, I agree. Get out there and enjoy it. It's going to be a wonderful month, even though it's the darkest month of the year. So take care. Have a good one.
Thanks very much, Larry. That is Larry Weber. Larry's an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac.